Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Return of Who Sucks Less is on the way at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
A couple of the noise you'll never forget, guys. I'll never forget the sound of an armored truck going head-on with a passenger car on the busy highway right in front of my house.
Ooh.
Car completely mangled. It was awful. That from Christopher. Guys, years ago, when I was a teenager, I was walking home from someplace along a 40 miles per hour zone on a busy road in my hometown, and I watch as a car takes a bird strike on the windshield. Ooh. Now, the blackbird bounced on the sidewalk,
watch it, brother,
convulsed for a moment, and then let out this pitiful, prolonged chirp that descended in pitch about a full octave as the bird went to meet its creator. Sort of the avian equivalent of unplugging a record player, I suppose. I looked at it, and I think I considered that this was the first I'd ever seen anything like that, and just continued home. That from Dennis. We were outside smoking a cigarette, maybe last year.
I think it was last summer, maybe.
It was a sunny day, and the way the reflection was on the building, outside smoking, man, we heard a thud. I mean, it was a boom. We're like, what in the hell? Then all of a sudden, pigeon just drops, probably 30 feet from where it hit the side
of
the building.
Here's the thing. Pigeon crap hit the ground first, then the pigeon hit the ground.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man. And I'm pretty sure I'm the last thing it saw because we walked over, like its neck was kind of broken or something, and it's looking at me, and we're just like, man, you okay? And then his eye just closed. I'm like, you are not okay.
But the imprint of this bird was on the building for at least 8 months.
Oh, yeah.
You could look up there at any time. It was like this just powdery outline of wings spread out.
It was like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. It was.
And it was, we just got there and looked like, yeah, still
there, man.
Rain didn't wash it off. It's still there. The memory of that thing. And then we go down on our next smoke break, and seagulls are just ripping the sky apart.
I mean, brutally.
Quickly. And then we go down there the third time, and that bird is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, completely cleaned away. It's somewhere else. All right, on to the birthdays. Guys, my nephew Aiden turns 15 today. Can I get Mike Hawk doing his better Betty Baby Butter routine in his Ringo Starr voice?
Oh!
Since he lives in New Jersey, maybe Ted and Thrill as the New Jersey Italians telling him what he should do down the shore for his 15th year. Rock on, guys. That from Knick Knack.
Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in a bit of batter, made a bit of batter better. So it is better. Betty Butter bought a bit of better butter.
Yeah. You're in Jersey now, you're 15. Do what all the 15-year-olds do, man. Put some oil in your chest hairs. Oh, hey.
going down to the shore, huh? First things you want to do is hit the boardwalk, all right? That's where the girls your ages are. Go to the arcade. Buy up some garlic knots. After that...
garlic knots?
Hey, you never been to the shore?
Yeah.
That's what you do, man. You get garlic knots. You sit there in the sun. You let them sweat down your petty little fingers. Is this The Godfather?
It is. Well, he said Italian, so I figured, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's deep reference. Right. I like it.
Yeah.
I always thought it was more of our impression of, like, GTO.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Or fellas. GTL.
Oh.
Yeah, GTL. Mm-hmm.
The lifestyle. My beautiful daughter, Jordan, turns 15 years old today, another 15-year-old. Her mother passed when she was 2, and it's been her and I ever since. And I couldn't be more proud of her. We listen to your show every afternoon on the way to her basketball practice. She just got bumped up to varsity as a freshman. That is a big deal.
Damn. Nice.
Could Coach Ted give her some advice about playing with upperclassmen? Miles, any dad jokes would be appreciated. And thrill, anything inappropriate to make the car ride awkward. Thanks, bitches. Love you guys. Happy birthday, sweetie. From the proudest dad in the world. Also, the instructor of the class that beat Migs this morning.
All right. First of all, congratulations. Getting caught up to varsity as a freshman is a big deal. Number one, the girls are going to be bigger, all right? Older. Don't let that stop your aggression. Number two, you are a freshman. I wouldn't expect too much playing time. So what we got to do is learn the system. Learn the system. Know how to run that offense. You get in as a sophomore. Who knows? You might get a starting spot.
Okay. Dad jokes for a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
I had to pull ones that I didn't have in the rotation.
It's a PSA. I don't know that people should send in happy birthdays for 15-year-olds.
Why do teenage girls travel in odd-numbered groups? Why do teenage girls travel in odd-numbered groups?
Why?
Because they can't even.
Oh, all right.
Why did Adele cross the road? Why did Adele cross the road?
To say hello from the other side?
That is correct, yes. Where can you learn to make ice cream? Where do you learn to make ice cream?
I don't know.
At the dairy?
Sunday school. And why can't you give Elsa a balloon? Why can't you give Elsa a balloon?
Because she'll just let it go.
That's right. Good work.
All right, listen, man. You're 15 years old now. Don't even wonder about it anymore. Don't even ask if this is true. Yes, every boy who's 15 has an erection all the time. Just, it's a fact of life.
Gentlemen, it's our son Ethan's 16th birthday. Can he get a reverse fart and Coach Ted with some inspiration? Thanks, fellas. Lots of love that from Mom and from Dad.
All right, general 16th birthday information. First of all, don't drive around the car with your friends in it, all right? They're going to be loud. They're going to be annoying. I'm not even sure you're legally allowed to. Second of all, no text message is worth looking at while you're driving. Trust me. If you need to, hook it up to your car. I'm sure the car you're getting from your dad or mom's already smart enough. It can read the text message out loud, and you can talk to it. But just be careful on the road, son.
Guys, here we go again. Another trip around the sun and another birthday shout-out request. But this time, I hope it happens. In the past, I've been screwed over by the 50th anniversary show, as well as some days off from you guys. It's probably been about 5 years now. So this year, I would like, if you will, a pep talk from Coach Ted about aging gracefully, 5 random drops from Mike, shotgun gets from Thrill, and some dad jokes from Miles. And if you have any jokes that are not radio-friendly, just email them to me. Thanks so much. That from the infamous Joe Dredd, who turns 64 years old today.
You like that? I mean, Joe, I'll be dead honest with you. I could give you some advice on aging gracefully, but last time I saw you, you look great. So, I mean, I think you're doing a good job. I don't know what you've been up to, but looks good on you, brother.
Holy J.
Damn.
Get.
Please clap.
Get.
Okay.
I take it. Did anyone lose their Rolex?
No.
No.
No problem. It's 431. Guys, I finally got time to trim that big bush in the backyard today.
Oh, yeah?
Really makes my deck look bigger. When a fly flies through a fart, do you think they feel the same way we do when a waiter walks by with fajitas? What is the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Outlaws are wanted.
That is correct.
Oh.
What did the Eagles do after winning the Super Bowl?
Celebrate it.
No, they played the second half.
That was boring.
And finally, why do you never make fun of a larger person who has a lisp? Why do you never make fun of a big person with a lisp?
Why?
Because they are thick and tired of it.
Something might fit on you.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Even Phil Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook, X, or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And like I said, at the top of the show, of the three stories, we have two frauds and one peekaboo. Let's start with fraud number one. Where last summer, a transit system cleaner, this is in New York City, a transit system cleaner, he was so desperate for a vacation, he lied about getting slashed on the job, going so far as to cut his own hands to try to sell the ruse. The suspect, when Henry Herring, he said, quote, "My goal was to have the summer off because it was too hot down there." Now, Herring, who was hired as a transit cleaner last year and has since been suspended without pay by the MTA, he was arrested on a charge of falsely reporting an incident. See, he told cops that he was attacked at the 179th Street subway station shortly after 3 a.m. that morning. He claimed that he was cleaning a train car when he was pushed from behind by an unknown male, and that stranger swung a, quote, cutting instrument at him, leaving cuts on both hands. But surveillance video from the station helped, well, to catch Herring red-handed. That's when he admitted, quote, "When I went into the room, I found something there to cut myself. I apologize for wasting everyone's time. I did not know there were cameras on the platform." That's what I like about that. He's apologizing, but he's also pointing out, "I didn't know there were cameras." Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the MTA says, look, assaults on employees, it's a real issue. And NYPD, they made real progress in identifying and capturing perpetrators. With this alleged case, this is beyond disappointing. Pulling resources from investigations of actual crimes while undermining confidence in the safety of the transit system. So that's number one. Slash his hands. Wanted to get the summer off. Here's number two. An Indiana woman who garnered public sympathy for her ill daughter. Yeah, she was caught lying about the true nature of the girl's condition. So Catherine Jackson, she was charged by prosecutors with felony neglect and fraud. She'd appeared on television in the past, and she raised awareness and sought gifts for her young daughter, who had what Jackson claimed was a terminal genetic disorder. Now, while the daughter had a genetic condition, it was chronic, not terminal. And investigators who worked on the case, they also accused Jackson of neglecting to refill medications that were prescribed for her daughter. So going back for several years, Jackson made several false claims about her young daughter having a genetic condition called Pilarowski-Bjornsson. I'm sure I said that wrong. As well as an additional disease known as Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. Now, the symptom LGS, Jackson claimed on a GoFundMe page, caused her daughter to experience 80 to 90 seizures per day. And seizures can be a symptom of it. Now, the GoFundMe page, which was first posted in July of 2021, stated that the then 5-year-old had only 6 months to a year to live, and that it was her dream to go to Disney World. Well, her story, naturally, got the attention of Make-A-Wish Foundation, as well as local TV stations, which ran the story about the child's illness about a year later. And, of course, that's when she got her trip to Disney World. Now, court documents stated that while the girl was confirmed to have one of the diseases, Jackson misrepresented the nature of disease. Again, it's not terminal, it's chronic. But she does need medications, but she was not being given the medication in spite of the fact that the doctors had been prescribing it. And luckily, for about 3 weeks after her story took off, they actually had to go to the hospital. And that's when doctors suspected there was medical abuse going on. Basically, not giving the girl the medication they prescribed. Anyway, doctors discovered that the mom was not refilling the medications that were being prescribed for the daughter. And following that hospital visit, Jackson's other two children, who were ages 5 and 6 at the time, were all put in foster care. And the foster parents reportedly told authorities that neither child was potty trained or in 5 and 6 years old. Wow. Anyway, she was charged with 1 count of fraud, 2 counts of neglect of a dependent. All charges are felonies. Lovely, lovely human being. And now we go to Rhode Island, where a convicted sex offender is facing a video voyeurism charge after he flew a drone to peek into the bathroom window of a female neighbor. So investigators say 32-year-old Stephanie Marola, she was preparing to take a shower in her residence when she heard a buzzing sound outside of the bathroom window. When she went outside to investigate, she spotted a drone hovering near the window. Now, as she approached the drone, it began to fly away, but it got stuck in a tree branch and then fell to the ground. So she grabbed the drone, dunked it in her pool, which disabled all the electronics. So she lives with her 3-year-old daughter. She called 911 to report the remote peeping Tom, if you will. Well, subsequent police investigation resulted in the arrest of Christopher Jones, whose home, what he shares with his 72-year-old mother, is directly next door to this woman's property. Now, while cops did not reveal how the defendant was linked to the drone, they say that Jones admitted that he was, in fact, the operator. Now, he was arraigned on a felony video voyeurism charge and subsequently released from police custody. As cops point out, even though he's a convicted sex offender, his requirement to register with state officials expired in 2015.
Okay.
So that's the rub on that. He's a convicted sex offender, but he hasn't had to register. So you end up getting kind of a lesser charge, I guess, as I go. So once again, we got the two frauds. We have the MTA worker up in New York who actually slashed his own hands, called the cops because he wanted the summer off from work. We have the woman in Indiana who's been lying about the medical condition of her daughter, who does have a medical condition. It's just not as extreme as she said. And she's been neglecting her other two children as well.
Right.
And finally, Peeping Tom in Rhode Island.
Okay.
He's not very good at flying drones.
I'm going to say the mom sucks the most
in this instance. Not taking care of her kids, not potty trained. Obviously, if those are just, that's the tip of the iceberg. There's more.
Yeah, the foster parents are like, oh, we don't know anything about it. I'm just saying they're 5 and 6. 5 and 6, and yeah. Neither one is potty trained.
Okay. Now, as far as who sucks the least. Now, the woman in, was it New Jersey with the drone?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. She has to live by that guy.
Right.
He's a creep, obviously. And she has a daughter, and, you know, thank God that she was able to get that drone that crashed.
Thank God he's not good at handling a drone.
I got to go with the guy that just inflicted the crap on himself up in New York.
I agree.
Trying to get the summer off. Granted, he was trying to, commit fraud, but...
Sure.
He's the one who injured himself. He got busted. He is a moron. So out of the three stories, I'm going to say he sucks the least in.
Yeah, the mom just sucks here.
Yeah, completely.
That's pretty easy. The guy was flying the drone, but he hasn't made contact with the daughter or anything, right?
He's not made, no, and keep in mind, he wanted to see mom, not the daughter.
Okay.
Because mom was about to shower, and she heard the drone outside of the bathroom window because, you know, they make noise. She lives there with her 3-year-old daughter, but his goal was to see an adult, at least.
I mean, my only tough thing here, because, Miles, I kind of agree with you, but also it's like, then the people in that state would have had to pay for basically this idiot to have the summer off.
He'd have the summer off, right.
But I also get, it was in New York?
Yes.
I mean, hell, the summer's off, great. Take the train down to the shore, like we were just talking about. So I can't get too mad at him.
But why your hands? Because you're going to need those.
I don't know how bad he cut himself. Because, look, all you have to do, you can do a minor cut on each hand. All you have to do is tell the cops someone else did this. And they're still going to investigate it, right?
Right, and you'd get off for trauma and stuff.
All the crap, right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll say he sucks the least. One well thought out, but decent plan.
Okay. I was like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I didn't know there were cameras there. Like, that's your apology?
I didn't know.
Yeah, basically that's what he said.
And how could you work there and not know there's cameras there?
It's the subway system of New York City, dumbass.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Show of the day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
At 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Japan's annual Naked Festival was recently conducted, bringing in nearly 8,000 attendees, all trying to get their hands on the lucky man.
Aren't they, like, all dudes?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So someone is crowned lucky man?
The lucky man. Oh. And he runs in amongst this crowd. And the belief is that he's going to take away all the bad luck and all the hardship and whatnot for the year, for the most part, and he's going to take it away with him. So you have to touch him.
Be naked.
You got to touch him while he's in the crowd. In order
I'm going to sign up to be your lucky man. Touch me.
That is a weird one.
Here's that sign-up sheet.
Hey, no ladies allowed.
I don't believe so. Well, and I believe it was this time last year when they were talking about it that I think they finally let in like two or three women.
Probably not good. Let everybody in or no?
Well, they're in loincloths too.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. All right.
So I think it's like naked. Jury duty. Like, hey man, I'm lucky man this year.
I'm lucky guy.
Be weird.
Gonna get a lot of slaps on my back.
Mm-hmm. It feels like that's just somebody's kink.
No. Whoever came up with this, probably the thing like. Let's get 8,000 men naked together.
And they have to touch me.
Yeah. And go.
Not sexually. They no, man. They put a hand on me and they get good luck.
I'm lucky.
Yeah, let's not make it weird.
I'm going to take all their bad luck with me.
Yeah. Dude, I used to know a guy named Lucky who unfortunately passed away in a motorcycle accident.
That's an odd name.
You wouldn't want to be touching Lucky. He was a nice dude, but he was a monster of a man. Like, I just feel like...
Yeah.
Unless he asked you to.
Yeah. Dude, you met him before, years ago. He was always working a door out of the stadiums, but like,
oh,
nice
yeah.
guy. But like, you never wanted to mess with that dude. I can't imagine you'd be like, hey, me, Miles, and Mike are going to touch you.
Good luck.
Get out of here, Ted.
Some influencers saying they found the secret to love: dating yourself.
I read that. That's called being lonely and striking out.
Yeah, well,
not loving yourself, but they were. So the thing that I read, they were like, you know, obviously love yourself, blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, so I take myself out on dates.
Right.
That's where I was like,
I went to a concert okay. by myself.
Yeah, like, and that's fine.
Yeah,
just going to a concert.
Right. Right. But no, it's a date.
Oh.
I'm dating myself, right. You see.
And that's the whole thing, is that you do. You get yourself dressed up for yourself, and then you take yourself out to a nice restaurant, and you order yourself the nice drink and the nice food.
So, if I'm dating myself, all right, and I go to the nice restaurant, and this smoke show of a woman hits on me,
mm-hmm.
do I say, I'm sorry, I'm here with somebody.
Sorry, I'm on a date.
With me. Because that'll scare her away, yeah.
You should. Honestly, I believe that's what the principle
is. I'd be like, hey, me, we're about to cheat on me.
But they're completely, they're screwing up the point of what it is. We've been taught our entire lives that you got to love yourself before you can expect someone to love you. That doesn't mean you just give yourself all the nice things. That means you actually have to be somebody that's respectable and you want to respect yourself.
Now, this is how you reward yourself.
Correct.
I'm buying these things for me because I love me.
Right. Damn.
I mean, I went to a lot of shows and events by myself. I never thought I was dating myself.
You were dating yourself.
Right.
You did marry yourself.
Well, it's
all things being equal.
Yeah, somebody reminded me that anniversary's coming up.
How many years is it now?
I guess it was 07, so we got a couple years to play it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, you're coming up on 20.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Ted.
Way to get yourself.
Maybe you can redo your vows.
We could. I could. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to Ted. He's become a real bear at home lately. Seriously. I mean, the years have not been kind.
No. It's all homely. He grew out his beard.
We're in two goddamn separate rooms. I haven't had sex in months. Dr. Banner. Mouth on.
God knows you've tried.
Anyway. I guess we'll go to Europe or something. Okay?
Here's some flowers for Valentine's Day.
God damn, somebody hit that with me today. They're like, you should come by, hang out. Like, don't sweat it that it's Valentine's Day. And I was like, Valentine's Day is Friday?
I already said the same thing.
Jesus.
I forgot. I just learned that this morning.
Yeah,
Sarah from the morning.
Because Sarah loves
Friday.
Everything.
I'm like,
Miles, you don't got to sweat it.
What do you do on Friday? Like, I'm not doing anything on Friday. It's a 3-day weekend. Throwing down. Mm. It's like, it's Valentine's. I'm like, that did not even dawn on me.
Yeah, leave that up to Mike and Thrill.
There you go.
We already talked, man. My wife's like, look, I know you don't care. I said, I don't. I love you, man, but I just, this day is so stupid. So, and I said, just the point of going to restaurants that night to me is the worst idea ever. So she said, I'll tell you what, when all this nonsense is done, because we didn't go out for her birthday. We haven't done a birthday. So she said, you can take me out for my birthday dinner. And I said, I'm sorry, baby. That ship has sailed. We can go out for a Valentine's dinner. And then next year we'll do two birthday dinners. But the window on your birthday dinner is now past. So if we go for a nice dinner.
Yeah,
we'll but if I we get the St. Patty's Day and we haven't done it, it's the St. Patty's Day dinner.
Just seems like Saturday.
It's cheaper to be married than date yourself.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's fact.
And I should take myself out for a nice dinner Friday.
Attaboy.
Don't do it Friday, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a bad look.
That's just
table looking. For one on Valentine's Day.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you took yourself to the bar, did you?
Give me two drinks anyway.
Yeah. One for me and one for me.
Drinking for two tonight.
I Ubered. It's good.
There's a BBC article. There's a BBC article detailing why a product being natural doesn't necessarily make it better.
No, it doesn't mean it's natural.
Correct.
And natural is a broad term.
That's exactly right.
If I put toenails in your Kool-Aid, like, oh, it's all natural.
That's correct. And that's kind of their point. They said nature doesn't have intent. When you're doing something to be healthy, you are trying to intentionally make yourself happy.
Sure.
Nature does not have that intent. Arsenic, cyanide,
all
asbestos.
Natural.
All of it's all natural, and it will kill you.
Yes. Yeah. Mercury.
Don't buy organic cleaning products. That's the one. Why do all that work and nothing really gets clean? You know?
So my mother always says,
you're going to go chemicals, man. That's where you go chemicals.
Well, we had bad ants, right? So my wife's like, hey, man, I got this organic whatever. And, like, it didn't work. So I'm saying this to my mother. Like, man, we dropped, like, an extra $6 or whatever it be on this stuff. She said, oh, God, you know why it doesn't work? I'm like, why? She's like, there's no chemicals in it. It's like, you're trying to kill things. Right. She's like, if your intent is to kill, why are you trying to be nice?
Right.
She's like, firebomb those sons of bitches. She's like, or just live with ants. But it's like, why are you trying to be nice if your intent is to kill all of the ants?
Lysol does not politely request that the bacteria remove itself from the surface.
It kills
99% of bacteria.
You ever try like the all-natural deodorants?
Yeah, you smell.
Yeah, lemongrass. Like I was putting lemongrass stuff on like four times a day, and I was like, this just isn't worth it.
No.
Yeah.
I started breaking out. Like, it was actually causing a rash on my armpits. My deodorant. Yeah, I used the natural one, and it sucked.
Your body's like, I do not know what this is.
Right. It just rejected it. Like, doggone it.
Does your wife buy the organic stuff?
for her. Mikey buys his own stuff.
Yeah.
That's why Mikey smells clean and not like a fart.
Right. A fart. All natural.
That's right. All natural.
100% natural.
Yeah, just, you know, aromatherapy in the house.
I spreaded some naturalness earlier today in the office, and I'm like, it might be all natural, but I don't like it.
That's right. It's all natural to just not bathe yourself. Yet, here
we
are.
That is a good point.
Put on some doggone deodorant. Gen Z is bringing golf back.
Did it go somewhere?
I think it just kind of went out of style for a hot minute there, but I think it's like back now.
No, but wait. So with something like goth, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it never goes away. You just kind of age out of it. You know, when I
Are you saying it's a phase, Steve?
Not necessarily a phase, but one of those deals where it's like, hey, at some point you have to get a job. Right. And depending on the job, you know, you don't have to not look gothy, but certain jobs, like, we don't accept this look.
Correct.
So you're a goth at heart. But it's not something you can just go roll around. But, you know, kind of, I'm working as a barista. I got my 17, 18-year-old job. Like, yeah, you can girls like goth. Nobody cares.
I think the point of this was that goth has always been there, correct? Like, you're goth at heart, and so you express it on the outside. I think goth is getting trendy now.
Oh.
To where now they're dressing that way because they want to.
Well, then real goths would want to not be goth anymore.
I wonder if they're going back and listening.
If you're being gothy, and then that becomes trendy outside of your particular group of people, right? Like-minded folks. Then, like, you wouldn't want to be goth. It's like I'm trying to be somewhat different.
But what's the line between you're in a rock band and this dude and you're wearing eyeliner and goth?
The guy in the rock band is still trying to have a good time.
He's happy.
Right. Then there's emo, which fits in there somewhere.
But they are distinct. I don't know what it is, but they are distinct. I think it has to... never mind. I'm not even going to go. Miles, I got a riddle for you, buddy.
Okay.
What do vodka, sex, and a garden hose all have in common?
They're
vodka,
all in my bedroom.
Sex, and a garden hose.
Yeah.
I've had vodka on sex.
Vodka on sex?
Yeah, vodka on sex.
I'll swear like a garden hose.
Yeah, I don't know.
They can all get kinky. You're absolutely right. But today we're going to talk about the sex part.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Vodka well done. Kinky.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Ever had kinky vodka?
10 or more of the most popular kinks in every U.S. state revealed. Mine is dieselphilia. The first time I smelled diesel exhaust, I was hooked. I had to own and drive my own diesel truck. Sometimes when I'm filling up my Duramax, I let some of the diesel fuel spill on my hands. Then I rub it on my pants, right on top of my naughty parts, and then drive around Seattle, rubbing my pants and sniffing my fingers.
That truck's been in the shop more than he's driven it.
Well, yeah, it's teasing him.
He was Ubering home today.
Mm-hmm. It's just teasing him at this point.
He's like, my car. My car's been in the shop forever.
So these are the top...
This seems to be a common thing around here.
Yeah, my car's in the shop right damn now.
So what this is, it is the most searched for fetish in each U.S. state.
All right, all right.
Most of these are... You know, one state is searching this more than anybody else, and then I'm going to give you guys the one that has the biggest cluster of states, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to start with our friends in Utah. They're searching for balloon fetishes.
Can you guys be any lamer?
It gets
is it
weird,
possible
bro.
To be balloon fetish?
What, do you just
balloon
have it fetish. All around you when you're balloons
I think
everywhere?
You just bring balloons into it. There might be a crush thing where you sit on the balloon and make it pop. I don't know for certain.
Honest to God, I'm Googling this.
Bro, I think both of our computers are going to get flagged by the company because I was searching a lot of these like, why are we looking at this?
A beginner's guide to balloon play during sex. Honest to God, that is a beginner's guide.
We always use the balloon to stay in between you and the girl you were dancing with.
There you go.
To leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Blowing up balloons, popping balloons, orgasming meme because of balloons. If you clicked on this article because you absolutely needed to know what balloon sex had to do with each other, it's party time!
All right.
I'll stop there.
Blowing up balloons as in, like, you can't see it?
People with this fetish often refer to themselves as lunars. Right. The lunar community can be found all over the internet, blah, blah, blah. But what is it? What am I doing?
So, keep moving on here. Our friends over in Connecticut and Illinois, they like when the guy just takes a foot right between the legs.
So getting their kicked fetish. In the junk?
Busting, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
And I know it's a thing. I know that pain is a thing when it comes to
sure,
kinks.
Sure.
But that's a different level of pain. Pinching here and there, like, all right, fine, it releases whatever hormone. Okay, cool. Bro, just taking a shot.
Now I'm in the mood.
Oh, God. Iowa, they like a little bit of biting out there.
Somehow
biting. I've run into a biter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did it work for you?
No, it's painful, but it wasn't my thing. She was like...
She just wanted to bite you.
Well, no, she wouldn't sometimes be bitten, too. But I was like, at one point, it's like, you got to stop biting. Like, I guess I'm doing something right if you feel the need right. to bite me. But, like, I was like, that really hurt.
A couple states over in Montana, they like breast expansion.
Breast expansion.
Yes.
I like breast expansion.
Yeah. Giant. Is that based on the mountains?
What could be. What exactly is breast expansion?
If I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this if this is your thing, but I think it's when, like, maybe in the act they get bigger.
But how do you control? No, but just something to search up on the internet.
Correct. Not necessarily everything that you can do here. Something that you can bring to the bedroom. Chastity over in Nebraska.
Really, Nebraska?
They like chastity.
Oh, my God.
That's just doing it for them.
Just having your chastity belts bang against each other?
You thought balloons were weird in Utah? Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
That's hot. What, do you got to find the key?
Our friends in Wyoming, they like CPR.
What?
Yeah.
So, like, she's almost dead. I got to bring her back to life?
I guess. I don't
know.
What
are you doing,
with his garden hose?
Damn, yeah. Man.
Kentucky, they like the diapers out there.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Come on.
Miles, your home state of West Virginia. What are they looking for out there? What do you think?
Man,
it's probably the most vanilla kink fetish. For some, it's not a fetish. It's just
putting your meat in a hot dog bun. I don't know.
Nah, ebony.
What is it?
Ebony.
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 Black one. Oh, ebony.
Yeah.
Oh, ebony.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Our friends down in Oregon.
I love that song.
That's right.
Ebony and ivory. I get to be the ivory.
Together.
Yeah. That might just be, just you don't see enough black women in West Virginia.
That's my fault. Like, who now?
Starving to death over here.
Black chicks are exotic. down in Oregon, they like the enema.
And man, Oregon. We knew you were weird, bro, but come on.
Minnesota.
It's not a bad idea. It's like a precursor to something.
Right. Minnesota, they like hog tying.
Ooh. Okay.
Mississippi, they like tape.
Tape?
Rhode Island, they just like smoking.
Really? I've seen that fetish every once in a while. It's bizarre. Two people are having sex and they're dragging cigarettes. You're like, could you just wait?
Right?
Could you just wait for
you're really nickbitting that
5 minutes?
I've seen it the other way. She's like doing something while smoking a cigarette.
Wisconsin, they like socks.
Yeah?
Just keep the socks on.
It's cold
on.
There. It's cold.
Keep your socks on.
Alaska, they like the sissy stuff.
Sissy stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to move on. Oh. No. Not that. No. There you go.
A little effeminate fella.
There you go. Alabama says, it just says pedal.
Pedal.
Pedal or pedal?
Pedal with a D. Like on your bike. A pedal. Oh. I don't know what the pedal's doing.
I got it.
I'm hurt my scared. Oh, Lordy. Down in New Mexico, I don't know how in the hell they're making this happen in New Mexico, but they like latex. Mm. It's too damn hot.
It's hot, man.
I can't do that. South Dakota, they like the wedgie.
No.
All right.
They like that wedgie stuff.
Chicks had a nice derriere.
Our friends over in Idaho, as well as over in Virginia, they like the fart stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You love me.
Get a little gassy.
You fart on people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Or they fart on you more accurately.
Oh, all right. How do you find out someone's into that? Hey, my bad.
No, do it again.
That is something that you wait a long time before you tell somebody.
You bring it up on a first date, Mike.
You see if they're buying hummus.
Ted, your home state of Maryland.
Seasoning play.
They're into the, I hope I can say this. I'm pretty sure I can. It's called the smother box. It is something that a man will wear on his head, I believe.
Oh.
That is more of a seat.
Okay, I got you.
So, and it's a box.
Hmm. All right, man.
Moving on. In Kansas, Louisiana, and Maine, they like the smother box without the box.
Oh, okay.
They don't want that to get in the way.
Just sit down.
They don't want that to get in the way.
Goods.
Florida, Pennsylvania, Texas, and right here in Washington State, we like all that tickling.
Tickling. That's why Tickle Me Elmo does so well.
Colorado, Massachusetts, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. They like wrestling.
Really?
You're wrestling all right. In the bed.
Okay, off the top, bro.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
That's right.
I mean, yeah.
Down in Arizona.
Can we both wear singlets?
Ooh, not bad. That's a good call.
Put you in a chokehold.
Arizona, D.C., Indiana, New York, New Jersey, and Tennessee. They like that giantess stuff.
Giantess.
They like the big guys.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Big, big, big guys.
Oh, like Tyreek Hill.
To bed.
And then this is wild. So this is the number one. In Arkansas, California, Georgia, Hawaii, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, and Vermont, they like what's called vore.
Vore?
V-O-R-E. They like vore. And what that is you take the giantess and she is eating you.
Oh, wow. Okay, man.
Yeah.
Either
you are eating somebody or they are eating you. That is what vore is.
Yeah, that's hot.
And that...
Wow.
Miles, why would a restaurant in Australia need to make an adjustment with their fortune cookies?
I can't imagine why. I'll
tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an anonymous man from somewhere in eastern Texas. Turns out the police, they set up a sting to catch this guy because apparently he was illegally hunting deer.
All right.
So deer season ended. They actually set up cameras, and they waited until the first day of deer season back in November, and this guy showed up, and they caught him. Now, here's what made this guy interesting. Yes, he was hunting deer illegally, but he was hunting deer from a porta potty. You see, he set up the porta potty on someone else's property, never asked the permission, and the person who lives there was unaware of this. So he had a porta potty. He spray painted a camo, then he cut holes in the sides for his gun. So it was like a makeshift deer blind, right, for hunters, because they sit there and wait for the deer to show up. But he's doing it in the camo porta potty. Now, the fact that it was a camel porta potty, that's not even an issue. Actually, that's fine, apparently. It's just that he set it up on private property and didn't ask. And again, like I said, officials found out about a year ago. They had to set up the cameras and wait for him. But they charged him after he admitted to hunting without permission. He also had to remove the porta potty. They did not say if it was a functioning porta potty or not.
Hmm.
So that's it. That's his whole thing. Just scrape it. They're like, look, man, we don't care that you have a camo porta potty. It's fine to hunt like that. You're on private property. That's all. And he didn't have his license. Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
It's going to get tested online for Profile This right now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.